إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا، أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. وقال تعالى: والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: استماع الملاهي معصية، والجلوس عليها فسق، والتلذذ بها كفر. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الغناء ينبت النفاق في القلب، والذي نفسي بيده أن الذكر والقرآن لينبتان الإيمان في القلب كما ينبت الماء العشب، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء اكرام، respected brothers and elders, an incident that Allah Rabbul Izzat has discussed repeatedly in the Quran is the refusal of the devil to bow down before Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام. We find when Allah Ta'ala commanded Shaitan to prostrate and the Malaika to prostrate before Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام, فَسَجَدُوا, the Malaika prostrated, complying to the commandment of Allah. However, the devil refused and he declined and he flatly said no. Why? خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. Oh Allah, I am a superior creation and Adam is an inferior creation. It was as a result of him denying to prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam that he was expelled from the court of Allah. At this moment, when Allah decided that he was to be expelled from the court of Allah, he pleaded in the court of Allah, أَخِّرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Oh Allah, grant me respite, chance and grace till the day of Qiyamah. Allah told him, you have it. Till the day of Qiyamah, your life will be extended. And then he made a vow with Allah while leaving the court of Allah. He said, Oh Allah, I promise you, it is because of this very man, أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيَّ, this so-called noble man Adam, that today I have been rejected. لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. I'm going to go in this world and make such an effort that I will leave no stone unturned in misleading and beguiling man. And I will make such an effort, وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ, I will mislead them, وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ, I will fill their hearts with false ambitions and aspirations, وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ, I will wrongly guide them, فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, they will alter the appearance that Allah has favored them with. We were walking in downtown San Francisco. Wallah, brothers, never in my life did I ever feel so afraid that the earth will swallow me when I was surrounded with such evil like it was on that time. The alim that was next to me, he recited this verse. When you look at human beings, you don't know are they humans or are they some other creation. One of the pledges that the devil took, that I will make them change their appearance, male to female, female to male, and in such a way that they will be beyond recognition. You won't be able to identify the gender of that person, male or female. At that time, when Shaitan took this vow, and he was subjected to expulsion from the court of Allah, and then Allah Ta'ala told him, go, go and do whatever you want to. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ, go mislead whomsoever you want to by virtue of the voice that you have. Now what is meant by this talent that the devil was given to? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, هُوَ وَاللَّهِ الْغِنَى, I swear by Allah, the voice of the devil is nothing but music, and that makes the focus of my talk today. I swear by Allah, what is this talent by virtue of which the devil will mislead, beguile people, will be that of music. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Allah says, go and do whatever you want to. But at the same time, Allah Ta'ala told him, as much as you will try, and as much as you will try and mislead man, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانِ, they are some of my selected, chosen, beloved servants. You will try any and every evil, they will never fall prey to any of your temptations. May Allah make us amongst those servants. Say Ameen, brothers. The Quran has said many a times, of course, we are living in an environment. A bad atmosphere and a bad environment is like the weather. We are going through a cold patch now. You can have a warm jacket, you can have underfloor heating, but the atmosphere is cold. No person can say, I have been totally protected against the cold. Somewhere or the other, the cold will catch up with you and it will hurt you. You will feel the atmosphere of cold. Likewise, an atmosphere where singing and music and dancing becomes the order of the day. Study the hadith where the Nabi of Allah makes the prophecies of Qiyamah. In every hadith, if there's anything common which has been repeated, the Nabi of Allah says, wine will be consumed and people will sing. Singing, dancing will become the order of the day. So Allah Ta'ala told the devil, you can go and do what you want to. Brothers, Ibn Khaldun, rahimahumullah, a great historian of the 7th century and a prolific author, he writes in his Muqaddama, which is world renowned, and Allah alone knows in how many languages this kitab has been translated. Until today it is taught in so many universities across the globe. At one aspect in this Muqaddama, in this kitab, he speaks about the uruj and the zawal, the drop and the decline of nations, and he highlights such pertinent principles that till today no author could add to the contribution that he has made. Deducing the point that I want to in this summary that he writes, he says the final sign of the destruction of any nation is when that nation engages in singing and music. Now there's none to save this nation from the evil fate that awaits them. What will happen? Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, istima'u al-malahi ma'asiyatun. O my sahaba, to listen to music is a major crime. Wal-julusu alayha fisqun. And to sit in such a gathering when music is being played and people are singing is open violation to the commandments of Allah. وَالتَّلَذُّذُ بِهَا كُفْرٌ. And to derive solace and pleasure and happiness and unwind and relax by listening to music is tantamount and equal to disbelief and kufr. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعَثَنِي هُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. My Allah has sent me as a mercy unto mankind. And as a part of being mercy, as a reflection and manifestation and expression of the element of kindness with which my Lord has favored me. وَأَمَرَنِي لِمَحْقِ الْمَزَامِيرِ وَالْأَوْتَارِ وَالصَّلِيبِ وَأَمْرِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. Allah has divinely commanded me that I destroy all musical instruments. This is a part of the kindness. Imagine, brothers, that which was the mission of Nabi alayhi salam, those elements and instruments. How sad is it that today singing has not become a common thing in the world? Allah forgive, has become common in the life of a Muslim. How many youth aren't they today who, while driving that car and impressed and obsessed with their system and that music, meet up in an accident? The last that boy was listening to was music. How many youth have not met their fate in this condition listening to haram? In fact, it comes in one riwayat. Of course, the narration is very weak and there's difference of opinion. It's not an authentic narration. Some even suggest it being extremely weak. But there are some weak narrations. The fact that it has been mentioned, the Nabi of Allah declined or had made mention that do not perform the janazah of a man who has a slave girl to sing for him daily. This was common in the previous times where a person would buy a slave girl. Today it is having cassettes and having them. Some people, wallah, will not go on a journey until they don't have those cassettes. And brothers, let me implore and ask one and all. There are so many children in the madrasa. I ask them, I speak to them, I remind them that whenever you're going in the car, this opportunity in the car that you have is a unique opportunity to convey deen. Abdullah ibn Abbas is mounted behind the Nabi of Allah on the conveyance. And Nabi alayhi salam held his hand. While riding, while driving, what a wonderful atmosphere with father and son. Oh my son, read your surah, read your dua, let me listen to you. So many children I had spoken to. Maulana, I want to listen to Quran. My father puts on the Indian music. Many people take solace from Indian music that it has a cultural relation. It's traditional. Wallah, music is haram even if it's in the Arabic language. Never mind Indian music. How sad. One day I was driving, Allah be my witness, and I seen this here, Sumaya's video world. It hurt my heart that till today the pain hasn't left. I looked at that name and I said, once upon a time, Sumayya meant the first martyr of Islam. It was that Sumayya who gave birth to Ammar radiallahu anhu. That my Nabi said, inna Ammaran mala'a imanan min qarnihi ila qadamihi wa akhtalat al-imanu min lahmihi wa damihi. That just says, blood flows in the human body, iman flows in the body of Ammar radiallahu anhu. Once upon a time, the name Sumayya meant martyrdom. Has this Muslim stooped so low? Has he degraded himself so much? Oh my Muslim sister, what has happened to you that to that extent she is but one name? Otherwise, how common is it? The man selling music is happy. The man purchasing it is happy. The man playing the music is happy. Does he ever know? The Nabi of Allah says, لا تبيعوا القينات ولا تشتروهن. Do not purchase a slave girl. do not listen to her music. Today's time, how many Muslims aren't dealing in this haram, selling cassettes, promoting evil, promoting it, making it more common, giving it more prominence. The Nabi of Allah says that income that comes through music is totally haram, unlawful and forbidden. The ayat al-kareema that I quoted in the beginning, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَسْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. Amongst the people, amongst the prophecies of Qiyamah, the Nabi of Allah said, a time is to come where some people in this ummah will be disfigured by Allah. Sahaba said, أَمُسْلِمُونَ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ. O Nabi of Allah, you're speaking about the believers or the disbelievers. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, yes, yes, they will be Muslims. يَشْهَدُونَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. They will believe in the oneness of Allah. They will believe in my finality. يَسُومُونَ. They will be observing fast in the month of Ramadan. قَالُوا فَمَا بَالُهُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ. O Nabi of Allah, when they accept you, they accept Allah. What will be their crime that Allah will disfigure them? The Nabi of Allah says, music will become common in those homes. Music will become the order of their day. They will not go to sleep. Allahu Akbar, brothers, what has happened to that soul? I swear by Allah, never did music bring joy to any life. Never did music remove any depression. Yes, if it did, it only intensified and made things more worse and jeopardized the tension and the pressure in the life of that man. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ. Amongst the people are those who purchase idle things. لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. To mislead people. In Tafsir Ruh al-Ma'ani and likewise in Kashaf, it is written that this ayat was revealed regarding a person. This ayat was revealed regarding one person by the name of Nadr bin Harith, who had some slave girls by his side. Whenever he heard that any person has taken some interest towards deen, as the enemies of Islam have studied where the youth are coming, brothers, go to Fordsburg, go to Mayfair, go on a Saturday night, you won't differentiate are these Muslim faces or these non-Muslim faces. Boys and girls, Allahu Akbar, you will cry if you go with a heart of pain, if you go with a heart of concern. There was a time when a youngster had music and he came past the masjid, he offed it. There was a time when he seen an alim, he lowered his tune down. Today that time has come when he openly challenges. The Nabi of Allah says, "Istahyu min Allahi hatta al-haya." O my Sahaba, develop some form of reservation when you disobey Allah. If you cannot withhold the disobedience, at least have some skepticism in you, some reluctancy, some contradicting emotions. Do I or don't I? Let something happen. قَالُوا إِنَّا لَنَسْتَحِي مِنَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, we all fear Allah. Nabi alayhi salam says, no, it is not as easy as that. وَلَكِنَّ الْإِسْتِحْيَى مِنَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ الْحَيَاءِ أَنْ تَحْفَظَ الرَّأْسَ وَمَا وَعَى وَتَحْفَظَ الْبَطْنَ وَمَا حَوَى وَلْتَذْكُرِ الْمَوْتَ وَالْبِلَى وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ تَرَكَ زِينَةَ الدُّنْيَا فَمَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ إِسْتَحْيَى مِنَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ الْحَيَاءِ. Do you know what it means fearing Allah? Protect your head and every organ in that head. Let it not be that your eyes are looking at haram. How, brothers, how many youth haven't died in this condition with a strange girl next to them, listening to music on the way to a concert in a theater? This is the way this man dies. Let us ask ourselves, and I address the youth here, is this the way you wish to live your life? Has the time not come for you to abandon the haram in your life? The Nabi of Allah says, these people will be disfigured. Allah will change their appearances. So this man, Nadr bin Harith, whenever he heard any person was accepting Islam, he would take his slave girls and then he would make them sing. Naturally, Allah has favored the female with a sweet voice. They in their sweet, melodious, seductive voice. That is why Allah, addressing the wives of Nabi alayhi salam, said, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan Nisa. O the woman of Nabi alayhi salam, O the consorts of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are no ordinary woman. When any person comes to your house, do not sweeten your voice. Do not speak to him in a seductive tone. Of course, be polite. You don't have to be abrupt, but not in an additional sweet tone. Why? Because then evil can cross the heart of some person. So this man used to take his slave girls. He used to present before that man. They used to sing songs and arouse. Brothers, what happens after zina? The topic is a total different topic to digress into rave music. And what has rave music done where there is no sound, only beats, which is purely and exclusively for dancing, which then translates itself into zina. Zina into such a form that the riwayat of Tirmidhi, second volume, my Nabi said, لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي كَمَا أَتَىٰ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. Recently one youngster came to me. He says, Malana, I don't know, every day I have the crave of zina. Every day I have the crave of zina. My first question to him was, are you exposed to music? He says, yes, definitely. Every day I'm in an environment where music is blasting loud. I said, come out of there. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is moving on his conveyance. With him is his student Imam Nafi, who is the ustad of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. They pass by a locality where music is being played. Brothers, if I can further add and elaborate, many of us today are owners of Muslim restaurants. Recently I was invited where someone opened a restaurant, Mulana, come make some dua. I gave a little dua and I gave a talk and I asked that brother and I make an open request at this gathering. One side we have sunha approved, one side we have parda facilities, and one side the music is blasted. What halal standards are we maintaining? We have a problem that our cell phones are ringing in the masjid. Given it is natural, you might forget. But there's no concession for you to have a musical tone on that phone. Yes, maybe if it makes, you know, it rings, you slipped up. But if it doesn't have a musical tone, it will not be so disturbing. If someone had to say before the invention of the cell phone, a time will come where people will play music in the masjid. One will wonder, how is this possible? Be it the doorbell at home, be it the phone. Brothers, these are different forms of music. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is moving on his conveyance. As soon as he came past this locality, he took his two hands and then he put it in his ears. And he started hastening the pace of his conveyance. And he said, Atasma ya Nafi'. Atasma ya Nafi. Oh Nafi, can you still ya? He said, yes. So I said, move even faster. And then when we crossed that place, he took out his hands. Then he told his student, must I tell you why I did this? I was traveling with the Nabi of Allah. We passed by a group of people. Some people were singing. The Nabi of Allah took his Mubarak fingers. He placed it in his hands. And he said, let me move from this environment. If Allah's earth, if Allah's azab comes, it will swallow one and all. How sad, how tragic, how unfortunate. How many Muslim parents walk into homes in this condition, brothers? There are those of us, Ibn Kathir has written, وَالْعُدُولُ عَنْهُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ مِنْ قَوْلٍ أَوْ شَعْرٍ أَوْ غِنَاءٍ أَوْ طَرِيقَةٍ مَأْخُوذَةٍ مِنْ غَيْرِهِ مِنْ هِجْرَانِهِ. So many of us take our children out of the madrasa, and then that very 2 hours, which was devoted to Islamic studies, it's substituted by drama lessons. That man who drops himself so much, so many people while dying wanted to listen to music. Brothers, the fitna of Dajjal, each man knows this is to prevail. The Nabi of Allah spoke about Dajjal. قَالُوا وَمَا لُبْثُهُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. O Nabi of Allah, how long will he stay on this earth? 40 days. يَوْمٌ كَسَنَى. The first day, the length of which will be a year. The second day, the length of which will be a month. Imagine that day, which will extend as 1 year, where the sun will not be setting. Can words ever describe how perplexed, how confused, how restless mankind will be? O Nabi of Allah, what will be his fitna? Ma'ahu narun wa nahrun, paradise on his right, hell on his left. He will move by. O Nabi of Allah, who will form his followers? Those that love music. O Nabi of Allah, who will become his army? Those that love music. They will respond, he will sing such sweet songs. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is moving. He's seen one person singing a song. He said, if the devil has to ever abandon his mission of misguiding people, he will leave a man sinking in music. If the devil ever has, although he doesn't withdraw, the man drowning in shirk also, the devil still further misleads him. But if the devil has to ever abandon misguiding any person to say he's sufficiently misguided, I don't need to further mislead him, he will withdraw his effort from a man involved in music. Allah says, أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. And brothers, given the situation of the article that has been circulated in the Sunday Times, let me tell you, the Nabi of Allah has prophesied where people will come and give you such rulings which will appease your ego. Never mind only to give leeway. Never mind only to give leeway in music. I know of youngsters who came to my house. One and I gave my wife 3 talaq. I opened the kitab of fiqh. I told him, bhai, you have been separated from your wife. The next day I seen that man walking with that same girl. He comes to me and says, no, I went to another own Molana of mine. And he worked out something for me. Wallah, brothers, never mind for music. You can have people to work out anything and everything. This is the promises that the Nabi of Allah has made. That the things that are haram, people will come and distort my teachings. People will change the name. People will change the appearance. It will be that very same wrong. It will be that very same haram. And it will mislead and take people away from Allah. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. Allah speaking about the quality of the pious. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. Those that do not attend concerts. Those that do not attend evil places. So many elderly couples, brothers. People that are taken to be pious in society. Husband and wife have come to that age. Has the time not come to say, now enough with wrong and haram in my life? Has sufficient awareness of Allah not dawned upon you? Allah says the quality of the believers are لا يشهدون الزور. They do not attend any evil gatherings. They do not come close to it in any way. And furthermore, Allah speaks in another ayat, أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. The hadith that I quoted, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, music promotes and creates hypocrisy in the heart. Every time you are on in that cassette, oh my brother, fear Allah. That man who has no values, no morals. I personally heard Yusuf Islam when he came to this country. And he spoke many years ago. He says, when I reached that prime of my life, where the world took me as a celebrity, as an icon, when I was in every concert and I was in every house and my poster was in every house, that was the goal of my life. I swear by Allah, I was devoid of total joy. Never did music Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. If there's something that brings solace to the heart, that brings joy to the heart, it is the remembrance of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, music will create hypocrisy in the heart. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ أَنَّ الذِّكْرَ وَالْقُرْآنِ And Quran and Zikr will create Iman. How fortunate. The other day one youngster met up in an accident. And Alhamdulillah, Allah saved him. He says, Mawlana, I must tell you something on a lighter note and on a good note, on a positive note. I said, what happened? He says, if I had to meet up in an accident 6 months ago, it would have been a music cassette. But this time, Allah be my witness, it was Quran. Although I met up in an accident, but there was an inner joy that if I had to go, I was listening to the words of Allah. Well, what a change of mind. How wonderful. Brothers, look at those two youngsters. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mu'awwad bin Afra, who heard that Abu Jahl is speaking ill of Nabi alayhi salam. And my focus is the youth. If we speak about the amount of money that is invested into that system, into that car, you know, the sin of wasting and abusing is a sin of its own totally. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا Allah says, those that are extravagant, thousands of rands have been channeled into that system, into those music cassettes. Allah says, those that are extravagant, they are the brothers of the devil, and the devil is doomed for Jahannam. Those two youngsters heard that Abu Jahl was speaking ill of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Undoubtedly, it's a human nature to have something to relax, to unwind. Alhamdulillah, there are such beautiful nizam cassettes. What wonderful meaning that a person can listen to that, which is soothing to the mind, which is relaxing. But how is it permissible? The Nabi of Allah also says, Rawihul Qulub, bring joy to your heart. At times you can sit and relax. But the Nabi of Allah defines the limits of your entertainment. Kullu shay'in min lahwi dunya batilun. Every form of entertainment is forbidden with the exception of three. Intidaluka liqawsik. When you are playing with your bow and arrow to develop accuracy, which will help you in the midst of the battle. Wa ta'dibuka lifarasik. When you are training your horse. Wa mula'abatuka liahlik. And when you fondle with your partner in seclusion. Allah has divinely made this permissible. Amongst the Sahaba, there were many that were poets and used to sing poetry. Undoubtedly, that is correct, that is permissible. One person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this goes out to those people that are involved in selling music. The brothers make tawbah to Allah at this very moment. Abandon that shop, abandon that life. He came to Nabi alayhi salam. Safwan bin Umayyah is the narrator of the hadith. O Nabi of Allah, kutibat alayya shakwa. I am a very wretched man. Fala urzak illa min duffin. And I have the voice. The only way I can money is to hit the drums and sing. That's the way I earn my income. Would you suggest, give me permission, I want to make this as a trade and as an income. Is there some concession in the matter? Nabi alayhi salam said, كَذَبْتَ يَا عَدُوَ اللَّهِ O enemy of Allah, you are speaking a lie. You are speaking a lie. لَقَدْ رَزَقَكَ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا Allah is prepared to provide halal for you. But it is you, because of your deviation, you are opting for haram. Go and look for halal. I will never give you permission. In fact, that this person says, O Nabi of Allah, give me permission. I will not even sing immoral songs. Brothers, study the backtrack messages. If you see the backtrack messages, it's promoting zina, violence, evil, murder. Every music cassette has some message to it. And that is what is being filtered in the heart and the minds of our youth. When they express with such arrogance, then let it be known to you. It was that very time when you owned that car. I was sitting in Australia addressing some youth. Allahu Akbar. And then the topic of music came, so I started speaking about the harms. One person said, Malana, with tears in his eyes, there's one Arab girl in this locality, she attended a concert, and then she met with that singer. For 1 month, she says, I will never wash my hands. What will happen when the very purpose of what Nabi came to destroy, the ummah will honor and revere such people, brothers. The hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, those that will give up music in this world, Allah will call them one side on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will say, أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ يُنَزِّهُونَ أَسْمَعَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ عَمْ مَزَامِيرِ الشَّيْطَانِ Where are those that loved music, but for my pleasure subdued and controlled themselves? Where are those that loved beautiful sounds, but for my pleasure they did not listen? Separate them. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ They will then be separated. Those that gave up music for the pleasure of Allah, then Allah will command the hoors of Jannah. Those women that Allah has divinely created, inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Never mind from the women of this world. Wallah, such women, the Nabi of Allah says, لو بسقت بسقتن في سبعة أبحر. If she spits in the water, it will become sweeter than honey. لو دعي بكلامها ميت. If she calls a dead man, he will stand up. If she has to, in the riwayat of Targhib, لو أن بنانا من بنانها بدا. If a fingertip has to come in this world, the brilliance of a fingertip will excel the brilliance of the sun. Such a woman of Jannat, وزوجناهم بحور عين, will sit on your lap and then sing the praises of Allah. O foolish man, O foolish young boy, are you still tempted with the filthy music of this world, with the immoral music of this world? What has happened to you? Are you prepared to sacrifice the songs of the woman of Jannat, who will sing in a melodious sound and voice? ألا ونحن الخالدات فلا نموت أبدا ونحن الراضيات فلا نسخط أبدا ونحن الناعمات فلا نرحل أبدا ونحن المقيمات فلا نرحل أبدا طوبى لمن كان لنا وكنا له. Where are those young boys who control the youth for the pleasure of Allah? We are young, we'll never become old. We are yours, we'll never become anyone else's. We will stay with you, we will never abandon you. You come to me and I am to you. What Allah has prepared for those that will give up music. I end with that incident of those two youngsters. And I implore the youth and one and all that have gathered here, brothers. Let us make tawbah from this year. As I mentioned, Ibn Khaldun, who is a great historian of the 7th century, writes, when a nation perpetrates the crime of music, there's none to protect that nation from the fate that awaits them. Those two young boys who heard that Abu Jahl was speaking ill of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, immediately they come in the battlefield. Abdurrahman ibn Awf says, I was standing there and the young boy taps me on my right and he says, Ya am atarifu Abu Jahlin. Uncle, you know who's Abu Jahl, the boy at the age of 12. I said, but my little boy, what you want? He says, no, inni sami'tu annahu yasubbu Rasulallah. I heard the nasty, evil, wretched man takes the guts and the courage of speaking ill of my Nabi. I have vowed with my Allah. I have made a pledge with my Allah. I'm going to hunt this man down. I'm going to locate this man and I will fight tooth and nail to put an end to him. Either he goes or I goes. The sky can split, the sky can collapse, the earth can split. I swear by Allah, it's impossible that a man speaks ill of my Nabi and I still live. I barely could answer this man. Another youngster taps me on my shoulder. Similar discussion. Abu Jahl passes by. I said, Hada sahibukum, there's your target. Both darted towards him. One slain his leg, one slain the legs of the horse. And then, after killing him, they both come. They were children. They came running to Nabi alayhi salam. And they said, O Nabi of Allah, I killed him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Go bring your swords. Hal masahtuma sayfaykuma, did you wipe those swords? No. Bring them. When they brought those swords, it was stained with blood. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hugged them, embraced them, and he said, these are the youth of my ummah. I call upon the youth of this majma. I call upon the youth of this gathering. Today Allah is not asking you to take a sword and kill any kafir. But walk out of here for Allah's sake and throw that music cassette. You will have something to show Allah on the day of Qiyamah. That young boy put a sword before Nabi alayhi salam and the blood was enough to comfort the heart of his Nabi. I swear by that Allah in whose control is my life. If you can go home now and go to your car and throw that music. When the prohibition of wine came, the Sahaba say the streets of Medina were flowing with wine. The man who had the wine in his hand dropped it. I ask the youth and one and all that has gathered here, let us not leave this gathering. Let us cry and beg Allah that Allah, this is the end of music in my house, in my life. Brothers, those of us that have brought videos in our home, I beg you, in my obligation to the deen that Allah has given me, put an end to it. Wallah, if you cannot leave behind a good legacy, then don't leave behind pornographic material. As long as your children will see those filthy movies, you know what will happen to you in your cover. Leave behind Quran, they'll touch that Quran and think of you. You've brought TVs in every room, videos in every room, cassettes in every room that will remain after your death. Allah alone knows what your fate will be in the grave. We make dua to the Almighty Allah, He inspire one and all. May Allah save us from this evil of music. May Allah Ta'ala give us the awareness, our youth, and the Muslims of the entire ummah. May Allah protect us from this nasty, evil crime of music. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.